And the Summit League Tournament Championship game, South Dakota 14, South Dakota State 13, 4:19 to play in the second quarter. Got to praise what the Coyote defense has been able to do today, holding a team that shoots third best in the country at 49% entering today and 39% from three to 5 of 21 shooting from the floor, 24%. Get your sports at your fingertips. Stream live game coverage and game replays with Midco Sports Plus, featuring our region's high school and collegiate sports, plus original shows, tournament action, and a whole lot more. Check it out, midcosports.com/streaming. Yotes basketball is also brought to you by Wellmark. Blue is caring, blue is convenient, and now blue is Medicare Advantage from Wellmark Advantage Health Plan. Offered all-in-one Medicare coverage, our extensive network, and the confidence of being covered by Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Learn more at wellmarkadvantage.com. wellmarkadvantage.com. Hannah Shervin has 10 of the 14 points for South Dakota today. She was on the bench, but she's sitting with the players in the huddle indicating that she's going to return to this game. Got to give a ton of credit to what Allison Poplowski has provided in the spells for Anna Shervin. No fouls for Shervin. They've just been trying to get Poplowski in to keep Shervin fresh. And she's done an outstanding job. A couple of rebounds, one on the offensive glass, and has defended well. But this USD team, South Dakota State, kind of close to their average in the way that they've shot the ball from distance. They're 3 of 9. Now they're averaging 39%, number one in America, 43% in Summit League regular season play. So it is below their average for South Dakota State. But really, it's been about preventing the two-point looks. And USD has really just clogged up the lane and make life difficult. You can say the same thing about South Dakota State. Grace Larkins, who's signature move is becoming that dribble drive straight to the basket, finding the hole in the defense, sort of going to work, being creative. It's been really hard against SDSU. They've bottled her up nicely in the times where she's had an opportunity. Yotes break the huddle with a one-point lead, 14-13, 4:19 to play in quarter number two. It is Corn Gable, Lamb, Shervin, Kroll, and Janaya Ugovsky in the game for USD. Kaya Watson is in foul trouble. She's got two personals. She's on the bench. Tylee Irwin and Maya Selland, ditto for South Dakota State. So it's Greer, Tyson, Burkhardt, Thunick, and Timmer. Left elbow and now the left wing. Top of the key, Tyson for SDSU. They're moving right to left. Attacking the hoop to our right. Attacking the hoop to our right. Left to right in white. Left side, Greer in the far corner as we see it for the Jacks, guarded by Kroll. To the top of the key, Burkhardt sizes up a three-pointer and knocks it down. Peyton Burkhardt for three. Dawn Blitzerwhite with a frustrated look on her face on the Coyote bench as they give Burkhardt an open look. And it's 16-14 South Dakota State. The triples are keeping the Jacks in front. Right side, inside the arc, Liv Corngable for USD. A left-handed dribble to the free throw line, back out to Lamb. Lamb shot fakes, now dribbles left-handed, steps back for a two-point jumper and gets it to go. Big bucket for Chloe Lamb, her first points of the game. We're tied at 16, 3.5 to play second quarter. Left side in Greer. Greer to the top of the key, Burkhardt. Burkhardt gets to Thunick right side, guarded by Chloe Lamb. Straight up now to Tyson. Tyson to Burkhardt, left elbow extended to the left side, and Timmer. Timmer feeds it in toward Tyson, pass nearly stolen. Tyson going up against Shervin. Shervin blocks it. Tyson comes down with the basketball and is whistled for a travel. It's USD ball. That's a great defensive play from Hannah Shervin, averaging 1.8 blocks per game entering today, second best in the Summit League. Didn't have any in yesterday's game because she was in foul trouble, didn't play a whole lot. Gets one there with the stuff. SDSU puts Nelson back into the game and sends Callie Tyson to the bench after that traveling violation. Right to left in red comes South Dakota. We're tied at 16. We've got 3:10 to go before halftime in the Summit League Tournament title game from Sioux Falls. Top of the key in Kroll. She's at the right elbow. Crosses over. Drives with the left hand. Probing. Now moving to the right hand. Throws it up in traffic. Misses off the right side short. Rebound Greer for South Dakota State. Greer getting some key minutes with grad transfer from Colgate. Right corner in Thunick now for the Jacks. Skip pass all the way to Nelson left side. She swings to Greer left corner. Kroll's all over her defensively. Greer feeds it left side to Burkhardt. Burkhardt loses Shervin for a moment, throws it up with the left hand, misses off the rim, and the rebound comes down to Hannah Shervin. It was a wide open layup for Burkhardt, and she missed it. Maddie Kroll will take it up right to left for South Dakota with the game still tied. Swings it left side to Janaya Ugovsky. Ugovsky to Shervin. Shervin pivots, righty hook shot off the glass, good. Shervin wanted a foul, but she'll take the 2 points. Hannah Shervin up to a dozen on the day, and it's 18-16 South Dakota. 2:23 to go, second quarter. Left side in Timber for South Dakota State. Crosses over to the top of the key, Nelson. Bounce pass, right block, Burkhardt guarded by Ugovsky. Right back out to Nelson. Catch and shoot straight away, three ball. Air ball, short, out of bounds, USD ball. The second air ball of the day for South Dakota State from the top of the key, uncharacteristic for SDSU. 18-16 Coyotes, 2:11 to play in the second quarter. Kind of a tense feeling with this crowd. The shots haven't really been falling thus far for these teams, although USD's shooting percentage is up to 32% now. Top of the key in Kroll. Left-handed dribble to the left elbow, and she skips it right side, Yugovsky. Yugovsky to the right side and Lamb, 14 to shoot. Bounce pass, Korngable, top of the key. Korngable, top of the key, looking for options, 9 to shoot. Right side and Shervin with 7. To Lamb, left wing with 5. Three-pointer blocked, foul called on SDSU. Free throws coming for Chloe Lamb, 3 of them. Greer is the guilty party, her first. Jackrabbit fans didn't like it. We'll see if we can get a look on the Jumbotron here of how much contact there was. It was pretty late as Lamb was coming down to the floor. This is going to be 3 personals for Lamb. As we take a look, yeah, it looks like she kind of high-fived Lamb after she released the basketball. So Lamb to the line. Great free throw shooter up with the right hand. Missed it off the right rim. Lamb entered the day with an 84% mark at the foul line. 2 more coming for the fifth-year senior from Oneida, South Dakota, playing in her final Summit League tournament. Knocks down the second free throw. One more coming for Chloe Lamb. 33 points. Perhaps the best game of her story career yesterday. Final free throw is good, all net. So the Coyote lead is 20-16. Jackrabbits, one of their last 7 from the floor. The Coyotes with their largest lead of the day. And those in red are back on their feet. Right side, Peyton Burkhardt for SDSU. Bounce pass off of Shervin's foot. Kickball, it'll stay with the Jabs. 20 to shoot with 1:34 to go in this second quarter. 6-0 Coyote run over the last 2 minutes. Greer to inbound, gets it top of the key to Nelson. Nelson left side to Thunick. So left wing and Timmer. Feeds it to Burkhardt, kicks it out to Greer. Right wing, catch and shoot triple. Knocks it down. Big shot for Haley Greer, the sixth-year senior out of the state of Illinois. Only 3 points a game for her on the season, coming up big today. 20-19, Yotes a minute, 15 to go before half. Maddie Kroll, Yotes attacking the hoop to our left in red. Kroll's got it left wing to the top of the key around a Shervin screen. Steps into a 2-point jump shot off the backboard, no. And the rebound falls to Thunick. Thunick left to right for the Jackson, transition to Greer. Greer guarded by Lamb, straight up to Burkhardt. Burkhardt left side, Nelson. 55 seconds to go in the quarter. Skip past Burkhardt, right wing catch and shoot triple. Got it. Peyton Burkhardt from downtown again. That is her 3rd triple of the contest. Pardon me, 4th. She's 4 out of 7 from 3. 22-20, South Dakota State. 35 seconds to go in the second quarter. Left side, Korngable. Korngable crosses over. Baseline, trying to find Shervin. Top of the key in Lamb. She shoots a straightaway 3. Good for Chloe Lamb. The response from the fifth-year senior. Yotes back on top, 23-22. Are you not entertained? 15 seconds to go before halftime. One last possession for the Jackrabbits. Shot clock turned off. 8 seconds. Right side in Greer. Guarded by Shervin on a mismatch here. Greer bounce pass off Shervin's foot. Kickball. 5 seconds to go. It's a baseline out of bounds for South Dakota State. Shervin using every part of her body to try and deny those entry passes today. Korngable exits. Larkins is on. Exactly 5 seconds left in the first half. Jacks down by 1. Greer will inbound. Triggers it to Nelson straight up. To the left side in Thunick. Left corner in Timmer. Guarded by Larkins. They feed Burkhardt left block. Kick out right side in Greer. She shoots a 3, but it's not in time. It didn't go in anyway, but she did not get that shot off before the buzzer. And so after a tense, sort of somewhat herky-jerky first half in many ways, the Coyotes seem to be finding their rhythm toward the end of that second quarter, and they take the halftime lead, 23-22, at the end of 2 quarters of play in the Summit League title game. The Hogemeyer Halftime Show is coming up in just a moment. You're listening to South Dakota Coyote Basketball from Learfield.